right, let's do this thing here. It is the Daily Podcast. Welcome, folks. It's a Thursday, December 6th. How's it going out there in Cyberland? Dave Gibson here with all the best stuff from this morning's show. We started things out by talking about a woman who had a massive crush on her boyfriend, a government employee. Had a Mexico mix-up. Rubber Soul took the front stage in Breakfast with the Beatles, and comedian Tom Cotter joined us for the second time ever, this time in person. We're moving on up in Cotter world. He's performing at Helium Comedy Club this weekend. We had a rather hilarious chat with him, then became disillusioned with our intern Napoleon, better known as Brendan. He admitted to something that we had to crucify him for on the air. And things got testy at the end of the show when John and Steve tried to convince me that Harry Potter and fantasy movies are not kids' movies. We debated that, and that was the big conclusion to today's show. So let's run through the whole thing once again for those who maybe weren't there for all 3 hours. It's our gift to you every day. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Someone who's not getting any coal, or well, maybe shoveling coal for a very long time. There's a 44-year-old woman named Wendy Thomas. Wendy, W-I-N-D-I.
She has a flatulence problem?
No, not at all. But she has a bigger problem. She just pleaded guilty to murdering her 44-year-old boyfriend.
Oh, jeez.
Keno Butler is her boyfriend.
All right. Wendy and Keno.
Wendy
solid
and
names.
Keno.
Together forever. Well,
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Not.
Apparently, she had a bad argument because he was drunk and she wanted to smoke crack and he didn't.
We've all been there.
Right. And so they wound up on the couch together.
Okay.
There is a fact about Wendy I've been leaving out of the story.
Right.
Wendy weighs 300 pounds.
Okay.
Keno's 120. When they were on the couch, she laid on top of him and crushed him to death.
What?
He suffocated, right?
On purpose?
But on purpose.
Oh, my God.
Right? She laid on top of him until the man didn't breathe anymore.
She took Man Crush Monday very seriously.
A whole different way.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
So I've got a question for you. I mean, look, we've all had our, DMV issues over the years, and there's all sorts of DMV jokes you can do. Whenever you're dealing with the bureaucracy known as the federal or local or state government, right, you know you're going to run into something truly aggravating and maybe even stupid, right?
Right.
Well, this is as dumb as it gets. So this couple is in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. right? They want to get married. The woman is a naturalized citizen, but she's from Argentina. She speaks with an accent.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The man is an American. Mm-hmm. All right. They go to wherever, whatever office they have to go to get a marriage license in Washington, D.C. All right. And the woman asks for ID. The man hands over his ID. He's got a driver's license from New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
She compliments him on not having an accent at all and asks for his foreign passport. Yes.
Wow. What state was this?
This is Washington, D.C. Washington,
the
D.C.
The epicenter of the country.
Okay. All right. And wants his passport from the country of New Mexico.
I didn't know they split up Mexico.
Yes. There's New Mexico, old Mexico.
You're in the update.
And unsafe Mexico. But when you're in Mexico, you can get all of the upholstery you need for your lowrider, right? And anything else you might.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Right now, we are serving breakfast, and today is the anniversary of the release of Rubber Soul. And Rubber Soul is, this is when everything started changing. This is when the group starts maturing. They're getting away from the pop performances, and they're getting more into pushing the boundaries into the studio, better song instrumentation, right? They're moving away from the love songs that characterize most of their early career. John Lennon gives us songs like Nowhere Man and, that detailed his lack of confidence in my life, his little nostalgic, journey through Liverpool. Paul McCartney's giving us songs like I'm Looking Through You and You Won't See Me, which of course were, you know, really, you know, about his relationship with Jane Asher, right? Yet Michelle, which, you know, a lot of people go, well, who is this woman? Where did this actually come from? It's Michelle was actually one of Paul McCartney's oldest songs. It actually dates back to 1965. So we will celebrate Rubber Soul this morning with songs from Rubber Soul.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I may have just gotten my Christmas present. It's very possible that I did. To watch.
Good, because I didn't buy anything.
Just to watch what Steve is suffering from. The man who's always pointing the age finger at me.
This isn't an age thing. This is an idiot versus non-idiot thing.
No. This is an age thing. Brendan, how old are you?
I'm
21. He's 21.
And how long have you lived in Philly?
My whole life.
Yeah. It's all life.
It's
all
an idiot thing.
Right. Well,
thank you.
Joe Ziegler was from Juliustown, and Steve said to him, he says, Julius as in like Irving? And he says, no, Julius as in Caesar. All right. And he goes, wait a second. He goes, who's Julius Irving? Right, and Steve is like freaking out.
Steve got triggered.
Right,
and then I start running through other names that he should know. And I go, yeah, okay, I've heard of that guy. And I said, Mike Schmidt. He goes, who? Never heard of him. And he's not even joking.
See, and like, this 31 now, you're going to be 32.
It's stupid.
It's starting.
You know what, Brendan?
It's starting.
I got a real problem with you. I'm going to talk to your dad about it, too.
30 degrees outside right now. Joe Ziegler is the man from Juliustown, Julius Irvingtown. Or Julius Caesar Town.
He goes with the guy that's older than Julius Irving.
What about Orange Julius? You know what that is?
There's a presidential joke there, but I'm not going to it. The $500 Raziri's Salon and Spa gift card is what Joe got. He wanted something for his wife, and he ended up getting something for his wife. And obviously, with $500, he can get himself a good massage as well.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
He will be appearing tonight for one show, two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and 10. And tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. He is the author of the book, Bad Dad, A Guide to Pitiful Parenting. Would you please welcome Tom Cotter into our studio? Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you, because the only time you've been here on the air with us was on the phone. And I think the book was new. When you were on the phone with us, you may have been playing the Sellersville Theater at that time.
I believe I was.
All right. So how are things?
Things are good. They lifted the restraining order. I'm back in the area. And I'm happy to be back.
All right. And how are your children? Are they still having a pitiful life?
They are. You know, my wife, we spoke off the air. My wife is also a stand-up comic, and she wrote a book called Mean Mommy. Our kids are doomed. They're in big trouble. Yeah.
What do they find pitiful about you or mean about her?
All the above, you know.
Right.
My kids were around. I came in second on America's Got Talent, which sounds good, but I lost to a dog act, and it's a long story. But anyway, they constantly abuse me about that. Uh-huh. My wife went further than I did on Last Comic Standing, and that comes up often.
Oh boy.
You know, she likes to throw me under the bus. So my kids mock us about all that stuff. So this is my book is kind of a rebuttal to their obnoxiousness. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now as a family man, do you have a dog?
We do.
You do? Yeah.
We have a lab. It's a meth lab, but we guard it with pit bulls, and they're adorable. And we also have a Dalmatian. We named him G-Spot because we can never find him, but he's really cute. And my kids waited a couple years after I lost to a dog act in front of 20 million viewers to ask me for a dog, which I thought was nice. And people think I hate animals now, and that is not true. They're delicious. But I do have an issue with little dogs because they humiliated me in front of the world.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And little dog people, my next door neighbor has a cockapoo, I believe it's called, which sounds like a disease. And he invited me over to his house for his dog's birthday. That's what little dog people are. They're psycho. And I was like, I'm not coming to your dog's birthday. It's the same day as my cat's bar mitzvah. I don't have time for that. So we weren't doing that, which is weird because I'm not Jewish. But anyway, sorry. I go off on tangents. I have ADD.
When you were on America's Got Talent, you did this thing where you came out and like you were down there to the end, so I'm not sure where in the season this happened, but you put a board up, they put a big screen up like it was Family Feud, and you told Howie to just pick a topic, anything on the board, and you would go off on it. So can I do that?
Wow. You're throwing down the gauntlet. Yeah,
all right.
It's early. My synapses aren't firing, but let's see what we can do.
All right. On the board was college.
College, for me, best 28 semesters of my entire life. I went to Columbia. I worked for a drug cartel, and then I went to community college. And college for me, you know, it was amazing. My junior year, I studied abroad. Her name was Lucy. Very hot. And senior year, I used to fall asleep in class, and my professors hated that because I sleep naked. But I made bad decisions. I used a black highlighter. You don't want to do that. And I got caught peeking over another guy's shoulder during a test once. It was a urine test. Very awkward. But, yeah, I loved college. College was great.
What about flying? You're a comic. You must
every spend... comic right. talks about. Yeah, it's we have to do it. I do it a lot. 2 summers ago, I was on a flight and I couldn't tell if the flight attendant was a male or a female, which was ironic because I was on AirTran. I fly a lot, and I hate the guys in first class because they get to board the plane before the rest of us, and then we have to do our little poverty parade past them, which is humiliating. And then I can't use the armrest because the guy next to me can't use a treadmill, and that's not fair, really. I flew down here on Spirit because I got a lot of money. And I don't know if you've been on Spirit. It's a trailer park with wings. It's the worst airline. I freak when I fly. I sat next to a guy with a long beard on a flight recently, and halfway through the flight, I punched him in the face because I thought he said, kill the infidel, but he was just ordering a white Zinfandel. So, oops, my bad. Sorry, Rabbi. I fly a lot.
How do you feel about the help on the plane? Or I saw a guy the other day. They ran this video in the Post of a male airline flight attendant. I guess that's right. That's the word nowadays, right? Flight attendant. And when he was doing the description of, put on your seatbelts and here's the oxygen and all that stuff, he did it as if it was like a pole dance. And it's like this guy, and he's fat, and it was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. He's sitting there leaning against the bathroom, stroking up and down.
Good for him.
Right.
I think it's great. If you have to do that, it's always the most boring speech in the world, but they have to give it. So make it, spice it up a little bit. And they do that on some airlines, and I commend them for doing that, making it fun. And we used to call them stewardesses, but then that was wrong, and then it was flight attendant, and now I believe it's Sky Witch, whatever it is.
It depends on what you're flying on.
Yeah. And they're just a buzzkill, They're like, they always, sir, you've had too much to drink. All right, maybe I shouldn't have crammed the screaming infant into the overhead compartment, but I have a designated driver. His name is Captain. Can I have some fun? I'm not flying the thing. God, they're annoying. And they tell you the oxygen mask, the thing, the little Dixie cup that hangs on, is your oxygen. It's not. It's to muffle your screams when you're going down in flames. We know that. Don't lie to us. And then they tell you you're only going to need it if there's a change in cabin pressure, which is a gaping hole in the plane. Call it what it is. And then they say, once you put it on, just relax and breathe normally. Up yours. There's a hole in the plane. I'm going to hyperventilate. You go get the beverage cart. Let's go. Move it. And do your little pole dance.
Tom Cotter is appearing tonight for one show and then two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and 10. Tonight show's at 8 o'clock. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Please don't make us wait 2 years till you're coming back again.
You confuse me with somewhere else to go. I have nowhere else to go. I'd love to come here.
Okay.
Again.
All right. Anything to stay away from three boys in the house who make
damn
fun
right.
of you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
John DeBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
Have you seen the latest, because I know you're a fan of this, have you seen the latest, it's not a Harry Potter movie, but it's a Rawlings movie, the continuation
Fantastic
of The Beasts.
I have not seen it yet.
Right.
I look forward to seeing it.
I'm surprised that you haven't, because you were like looking forward to that for
so
long.
Yeah, but I got a kid. It's Christmas.
Even more reason. It's a kid's movie.
No, it's not.
No.
Harry Potter. It's a
kid's
movie.
It stopped being a kid's movie after the third one when they started killing people.
Right.
Like, people die in it. It's not a kid's movie.
I will die on this hill.
You take James to see it.
You will die on this hill.
Because
it
got real. really dark really quickly.
Sorry. Yeah. And now it's the two of us against you.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fine. You're wrong.
And like that woman, you know, you be careful.
I'm a wizard. I'm going to school with my friend.
Right.
Wizarding.
And like that woman earlier this morning, the woman Wendy this morning, you just watch yourself or I'll just lay on top of you.
And crush me.
And suffocate you.
You're 300?
No, as a matter of fact, I am happy to say I am down to my pre-Thanksgiving.
But I'll lay on top of him, lay on top of you, and we'll get over it.
That's it.
Yeah, you're screwed.
That's it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's rad.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.